The U.S. Secretary of Labor visited Northwest Indiana Monday, telling local leaders to start planning ways to use money from the federal infrastructure bill. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports Indiana is set to receive more than $8 billion if the legislation passes the House in its current form.
The infrastructure bill includes funding for highways, bridge repair and replacement, public transportation, and more. The White House has said the $1.2 trillion investment could create about 2 million jobs a year. U.S. Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh says the short-term investments will have a long-term gain.
When you think about this, you're building new bridges, you're building new roads, you're building better connectivity and public transportation, commuter rail. The opportunities for industry to emerge in cities that might not be there.
Walsh says he recommends governors and mayors prepare projects now to be able to access funding as soon as it is available. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.
Secretary Walsh's visit is part of a national tour to promote the infrastructure bill.